Venezuela was added earlier this year to the list of countries the U.S. State Department designates as not cooperating fully with anti-terrorist efforts. Republican Congressman Ed Royce says evidence shows Venezuela maintains close ties with terrorist groups and countries supporting them.
Venezuela, under President Hugo Chavez, has tolerated terrorists on its soil and has forged close relationships with officially designated state sponsors of terrorism. For example, Cuba, Iran, and North Korea.
Royce also cites reports of Venezuelan support for Colombian narco-terrorists and the use of Venezuelan territory as a safe haven. Lawmakers are particularly distressed with Venezuela's failure to crack down on the forging of passports and other documents. Frank Urbanchik is State Department Principal Deputy Coordinator for Counterterrorism.
Most worrisome, Venezuelan government officials direct the issuance of documents to ineligible individuals to advance political and foreign policy agendas. As a result, we are detaining at our borders increasing numbers of third country aliens carrying falsified documents or fraudulently issued Venezuelan documents.
U.S. officials say a major outcome of all of this is to place ordinary Venezuelans under greater scrutiny. Efforts to construct an anti-terrorism dialogue with Caracas have been largely unsuccessful, U.S. officials say, amid increasing concern about President Chavez's outreach to Iran and North Korea. Charles Shapiro is Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs.
Over the past 3 years, the embassy in Caracas has submitted roughly 130 written requests for different types of biographical or immigration-related information on potential terrorist suspects, and to date has not received one single substantive response.
Key areas of concern for lawmakers include the Chavez government's intensifying ties with Iran and opposition to sending the issue of Iran's nuclear program to the UN Security Council, as well as fundraising activities by Hezbollah in Venezuela. California Democrat Brad Sherman says President Chavez should address these concerns, but also urges U.S. patience.
The United States must have patience in dealing with the Chavez government. Those who talk of, quote, taking Chavez down should recognize that it is up to the Venezuelan people to decide who will be their leader.
U.S. officials reiterated Washington's opposition to Venezuela obtaining a two-year non-permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council, something the Chavez government says would help it represent the interests of developing countries. The officials noted that Venezuela's designation as a non-cooperating country in the fight against terrorism will result in the cutoff of U.S. military equipment sales on October 1st. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.